Hi and welcome to I Have Glaucoma. Yes, another episode where we talk about this disease, the effect it has on our life and how it is to be someone who is a glaucoma patient. My name is Rob Walker, and literally all I'm going to be doing in this podcast is sharing with you some of the experiences and thoughts that pass through my mind in my daily life as somebody who's been diagnosed with glaucoma. Brief history about me. I have glaucoma in both eyes, left and right. Depending on which specialist you speak to, it's either mild, moderate, or severe, and we'll talk more about that in upcoming episodes of this podcast. The intention of the podcast is to share some information firsthand from somebody who has this disease and, you know, how we cope with it, and do people actually understand what we're going through? If you've just been recently diagnosed with glaucoma, this could be an interesting insight to you as to how it feels and how it's, you know, how it affects your daily life being a patient of glaucoma. For those of you listening, if you've just been newly diagnosed, yeah, what is it? What is this disease they call glaucoma? Well, I was diagnosed with glaucoma in 2019, so about 5 years ago now at the time of recording this podcast. And I've got to say, when I first heard the words from, well, the ophthalmologist, it was at this stage, that I had glaucoma, I was absolutely stunned. I didn't know anything about the disease and wondered what the future was going to hold. So to try and paint the picture, I'm going to take you through the journey of how I was diagnosed. The first time the word glaucoma was uttered to me was about 20 years ago. We're talking 2005, roughly. The date escapes me. At the time, I had no idea what the disease was, and I hadn't actually been diagnosed with glaucoma. The local optician had noticed that I had elevated pressure in my eyes and sent me off to a specialist, a private clinic, where once every 6 months I would visit. He would dilate my pupils and go through some tests and tell me to come back 6 months later. And that was it. There was no medication. I know now that at the time I was probably a glaucoma suspect, which is where you look as though you have elevated pressure in your eyes. But no diagnosis had been made, and obviously there'd been no nerve damage at that point, or had there been? I couldn't actually see the point in it at the time, and this is something I regret greatly. It was a private practice, and it was quite expensive. The bill was huge, and this would come about every 6 months, and this went on for a couple of years, and nothing actually happened. And now, to me, as a young guy, I was thinking to myself, well, why am I visiting this specialist who just charges me to look into my eyes and then does nothing? And then, by pure fate, the clinic itself actually closed down and the specialist moved out of my area. I couldn't see the point. I couldn't see the point in searching for another specialist because, as far as I was concerned, nothing was happening other than I would get a bill in the mail on a six-monthly basis. So I never thought of the word glaucoma again until the year 2019. Now, in 2019, I knew it was time to get some new glasses. I had to renew my driver's license, as you have to do periodically here in New Zealand, and went off to the optician, I think it was Specsavers, to go and get myself fitted for new glasses so that I could pass the visual test when applying for the renewal of my driver's license. Went through the usual tests, the acuity test, you know, when you identify the letters and things like that. And they did a couple of things which hadn't been done in the past because, to be honest with you, I actually hadn't had my eyes checked for probably more than 10 to 15 years. In fact, it may even have been 20 years. After the person administering the tests, you know, with the machine where you steer towards what looked like a farmhouse down a long driveway and various other tests, I mean, I had no idea what was going on. Painless, but, you know, interesting. was asked to wait in the room and that the optometrist would be there to see me soon. And then walked a bespectacled man in his 40s who sat me down and said, right, I've got all of the results of your test, which I thought at this point was odd because all I was doing was getting some new glasses. So why did I need to have this talk? But anyway, the first thing he said to me was, is there any history of glaucoma in your family? I said, no, not that I'm aware of. But wait a minute. My late father had an issue with his eyes. What was that? Look, to be honest, I hadn't been close to my father for years before his death. And I really couldn't remember, so I rang my older sister and said, hey, listen, did Dad have any issues with his eyes? And my sister replied straight away, yeah, glaucoma. Oh, no. Yeah, he was blind in one eye and the other one thought it was a competition he could barely see. She said, why are you asking? And I said, because I'm sitting in Specsavers and the optometrist is talking to me and he suspects I might have glaucoma. So the optometrist explained to me his findings and said he was going to refer me to a specialist, an ophthalmologist at that point. Was the next step up the ladder. He explained to me that the pressure in my eyes was very high. The number, look, it escapes me exactly right now, was somewhere in the 30 to 40 range in both of my eyes. Now, it's only now that I know what the disease is, that I know what the measurements mean. They refer to eye pressure in millimetres of mercury, although I didn't know what that meant. And I was told that your eye pressure should be somewhere between 10 and 20 of these measurements, these millimetres of mercury, and mine were somewhere between 30 and 40. Well, that's not a good thing, I thought to myself. What does that do? Well, the optometrist then showed me what looked to be a scan of the back of my eye, the scan of my optic nerve, and he said to me, look, I can see here there appears to be damage to both of your optic nerves. I suspect you have glaucoma. I'm going to refer you. Do you want to go private? He said, meaning a private clinic. Or do you want to go public? He did actually explain to me that if I go private, it's going to be quite an expensive exercise. And I didn't have a lot of money at the time. I said, oh, I'll go public. He said, well, you know, if you go public, it could take quite some time to be seen. I said, yeah, but I don't have the money. He said, all right, I'll refer you. And that was it. Off I went. Went home and thought, okay, no doubt at some point I'll get a letter in the mail. But I've got to say, as I drove home, I thought to myself, what is this disease? And if I've got it, how come I didn't know? Well, I did what everybody else does, and I hopped online and read way too much about the disease on Google. So much that I confused myself. It was a bit of concern, actually quite a bit of concern, to be honest with you, because I didn't know what to expect. A few weeks had passed, and I hadn't received a letter from the hospital in the area that I was living at the time, so I thought I'd make the call to them and see if they'd actually received the referral from Specsavers to see a specialist. And I spoke to a lovely woman at the hospital. This was at the Taranaki Base Hospital, who explained to me that due to the shortage of specialists in the area, she says, if you're mild or even moderate as far as glaucoma goes or as far as the nerve damage goes, you probably won't get an appointment. I said, what? They said, yeah, we really only at this hospital make appointments for those with moderate to severe glaucoma. I said, oh, fascinating. Due to a shortage of specialists, apparently, was the reason. Oh, okay, well, that's an interesting situation. She said, so just hang tight. You know, if you don't get a letter in the mail, it means that, you know, it's nothing too serious at this point. Interesting comment, I thought. And if it's anything serious, we'll get hold of you. Another week or two passed by, and I went out to check the mail one day, and there was a letter for me from the public health, from Taranaki Base Hospital. I thought, oh, here we go, this will be interesting, saying that an appointment had been made for me, and it was going to be within the next week for me to be seen by a specialist. I thought, oh, fantastic. And then slowly it dawned on me, hang on a minute, is that fantastic? It was explained to me that I'll only get an appointment if it's moderate to severe. And I have an appointment, and it's within a few days. I've got to say, I was pleased, but at the same time thinking, just how bad is this disease? Look, I've been talking for 10 minutes now, so I'll leave this episode and explain what happens next in episode 2 of So, I Have Glaucoma. So join me again, and I hope this goes some way to helping you if you've been recently diagnosed. If you're listening to this episode, the next episode has already been uploaded at the same time, so just click on the next one, and I'll talk to you soon as we go through this journey together.